This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I know it's early yet, but I'm just going to go ahead and lay down a marker, all right? Timestamp it if you like. The 2016 presidential election cycle is going to cost a whole lot of money. Billions and billions of dollars, in fact. No, I know, not a whole lot of risk in saying that, being as we are in the post-Citizens United era of campaign finance, where companies and unions can basically spend what they like on politics as often as they like. Ken Vogel covers money and politics for Politico. He is getting out way ahead of the election calendar with his new book. It's called Big Money. Ken, it's good to have you with us.
Hey, great to be with you, Kai.
Give me the opening scene, would you, where President Obama is at this fundraiser up in Seattle and he says some not encouraging things about campaign finance.
Yeah, so President Obama is talking to a room full of big donors, some of the richest people in the country, including Bill Gates and Steve Ballmer. And he says that we are legitimately in a position where 200 people can essentially decide who is going to be the next president. And people start kind of looking around uncomfortably. And he says, no, in fact, there are four or five people in this room tonight who could simply decide who would be the next nominee for their respective party of choice. And he says that's not the way things are supposed to be. It's jarring to hear it from him because he really positioned himself as a leader, you know, from his earliest days in politics and the effort to get big money out of politics and reduce its role in politics. So to hear him say something like that, to me, was almost tantamount to waving the white flag on this effort to change the way politics works.
And I will tell you, that's exactly the way I read it. So what are we, the voting public in the United States of America, supposed to make of it when the guy who at the top of the pyramid says, you know what, this whole system is completely boogered up and I give up?
Yeah, I mean, it was really disappointing for a lot of folks who saw in him sort of a kindred spirit in changing the way that money flowed into and affected politics. In the 2012 election, the folks who spent the most money, that is the Koch brothers and Karl Rove, right, and some of the conservative groups, did not, of course, ultimately get their way. But I think you don't have to look a whole lot further than the 2013 government shutdown to see that it in fact did, that you had the Republicans playing to the big donors.
The conventional wisdom has it that the right is better at big money politics than the left. Is that in fact true, according to the guy who wrote the book here, you?
I mean, they were certainly more enthusiastic and rushing into the system, and they did raise and spend more money. Whether they did it more effectively, I think, is an open question. You'll certainly find folks who argue that they did not, that the left, with their more limited big money resources, their more limited pool of major donors, and their smaller pool of groups, was able to use that money more efficiently because they weren't sort of competing with one another. I think we're seeing that starting to change, where there are increasingly major liberal donors who are rushing in and sort of want to have it their way, want to have their own fiefdom. Tom Steyer, yeah, the liberal hedge fund billionaire out of San Francisco, is a good case in point. He's not necessarily playing well with others because he has a goal that is elevating climate change as a major issue. And even if it doesn't comport with the party's goals in specific races or the issues that the party would like to see addressed, that is the Democratic Party in specific races, he's going to do it anyway because he's got $1 billion to spend and he doesn't care what you tell him.
What's your gut then for 2016? I mean, it's not like there will be less money in politics anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see any significant change to the way the system is funded through legislation or even court action. It typically takes a major, major scandal to really grip the public's attention, to create the public will, to create the political will, to significantly change the system. It's getting harder and harder, I think, to actually prove that there is some kind of quid pro quo or to show that there is a scandal that's worthy of changing the system, because it's possible for donors to give almost completely anonymously, and you can see a major group spending a lot of money to support a candidate and maybe a candidate taking an action that might be linked to or beneficial to the donor who supported that spending effort, and you would never know.
Kind of makes you crazy, doesn't it?
Well, it's certainly when we find ourselves in this odd position where the folks who want reform most and who want good governance and clean elections most are kind of secretly praying for a major corruptive scandal so that they can generate the will to change the system.
Ken Vogel covers money and politics for Politico. His book about money in American politics is called Big Money. Ken, thanks very much.
Hey, it was a pleasure to be with you.